Let's Republican Senator John Legg knows education.
We have converging lines of opportunity here with teacher evaluation, technology, testing, school grades, all coming to a head in 2015 and 2016.
Legg has been a Florida certified teacher for more than a decade. He runs a charter school, and since being elected to the legislature, he's mostly served on education committees. It was Legg who first proposed the idea of end-of-course exams, some which overlap with other tests students take. The end-of-course exams have been particularly vexing for teachers and parents.
I think our greatest challenge this year is how to bring reasonable testing and protect reasonable testing, but eliminate some of the duplicate nature of it.
There's a new statewide exam to replace the Florida Comprehensive Assessment Test this year. There are tests for industry certifications and advanced courses. Teachers are evaluated partly based on those scores, and they decide student promotions, school and district grades, and teacher salaries. It's an interconnected web that Legg and other lawmakers will try to pick apart this year.
How do we do these teacher evaluation? Is it equitable? At what level or percentage should data influence it? What percentage and how should principal evaluation? Should we use peer evaluation from what we've learned in Hillsborough County? These are some questions that I'm most excited about looking at.
Legg is currently heading the Senate's K-12 Education Committee. His board is also looking at more opportunities for collaboration among districts. One way Legg wants to do that is by building on the state's current career and tech programs in high schools. Under state rules, students can substitute certain classes for others and still earn a high school diploma while getting industry certifications. But Legg says the program needs review, and he wants to see some differentiation.
The days of the Photoshop of the early 90s, if you're still doing that today, you shouldn't get extra dollars for that. But if you're doing a computerized-based program that helps students learn how to use multimedia and gets an industry certification upon completion of high school where they can go right into a job making $40,000 a year, absolutely, there needs to be weighted dollars on that.
Many of the state's current education policies rely on classroom technology. Last year, legislative staff recommended the state spend $80 million on classroom upgrades. Lawmakers awarded $40 million. The governor has called for $80 million again this year, and Legg says the state is taking a gradual approach when it comes to technology.
Technology isn't about giving every kid a laptop, an iPad, or an Android. It's about integrating digital curriculum into the school. And what you don't want to do is you don't want to put a big funnel of money without any parameters to the school districts and without them knowing how to even implement it.
Legg says the Senate will also be moving toward tightening up on the state's early learning and voluntary pre-kindergarten programs. The House led the charge last year, and Legg says the Senate plans to pick up the issue this time around. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.